Aloha, my love, and welcome to the Divine Feminine Ascension podcast, where we talk about the initiatory path of embodied spirituality. I am your host, Celeste Luz, and I'm here to support you in the embodiment of your sacred feminine wisdom as you ground your spiritual journey while creating a desire-led life. Join me to talk about integration, embodiment, and initiations of divine feminine ascension. Hello, my loves, and welcome to another episode of Divine Feminine Ascension. So today we are bringing it back, like all the way in, okay? I had an awesome talk this week in the city, and the topic was Lemuria and spiritual awakening and quantum healing and womb awakening and divine feminine, you know, all of these things that I love. And then towards the end of the conversation, of course, we're going through questions and answers, and I had this woman raise her hand and she said, "I get it all. I understand. Can you just give me like one basic thing that I can do that's really easy and that just brings me back to this?" And I could tell in that moment that this woman has explored it all. She's like, I get where you're coming from. I get the multidimensionality. I get the quantum healing. I get all this woo-woo stuff. I get it all. And this shit is just so much. And it feels so daunting. Can you just give me something that I can actually work with? Because I've done it all. I've done the healing. I've done the breath work. I've done the Reiki. I've done the EFT. And I was like, oh, thank you. Thank you for bringing this back in. You literally just brought in the feminine with that question. Like, I didn't say that, but I was feeling that. I was like, yes, this is the reason for the school. This is why I've been taking a break and pulling back and reorganizing and restructuring everything. Because this path, and when I say this path, quote unquote, it's like this thing that we're all experiencing as a collective. If you're listening to this podcast, you are aware of the spiritual journey. And the spiritual journey can have one bazillion different ways of looking. And it looks different to everyone. And it's a lot. And it's complicated. And it's layered. And it takes years. I would even say it takes decades to even literally be able to put words on it. And I'm over a decade in and I'm like, oh, looking back, you know, as a 3-4 in my human design, learning and realizing like I am here to live through things, take the shit, take it all, and then alchemize it and make it practical. And only now am I realizing why I've had to go through so much for so long. And I know you've done the same, so I don't feel different than you. But I can say that my job is making all of this stuff practical, and that's what we're moving toward on this platform and on everything that I do. That's my intention. So let's bring it in today. I'm going to give you the one thing. If you can literally wipe your slate clean, clear the table of everything and anything that you learned on about spiritual journey and healing and all this stuff that we're going through as a collective, I'm going to give you the one thing that matters, and I'm going to let you know before I say it that every time I return to Hawaii, every time I'm in front of a wisdom keeper, every time I'm faced with the truth of life, I come back to this thing. Because if we do not make this path practical, it doesn't work. If we do not embody the practicality of this path, it doesn't serve us. We can read a million books. We can do a million things. We can see all the energy healers, and this happens all the time. But if we're not putting things into practice and making it practical, what's the point? We've left the hamster wheel of a matrix, a mechanical matrix, and now we're just running on the hamster wheel under the label spirituality. And this is what I'm seeing. It's like when I'm around people and conversations and spiritual communities, people are just kind of tired. It's like, I don't want to keep fixing. Enough with fixing. This is where the school is going. It's like, we're not fixing anymore. There's nothing to fix. You have nothing to like change about yourself. We need to return to simplicity. So I bring to you today, I just hosted a workshop inside the membership. I bring to you the invitation of breath. Now, before you press stop, you know, let's explore what that means at a very practical, simple, and deep level. Because remember, the simplest practices are the deepest practices. So I'm not talking about going to a breathwork session the next month with some kind of facilitator that's going to have you travel across dimensions and clear some kind of generational trauma from a past. I'm not talking about any of that, because none of that stuff matters. I've seen people navigate 100 lifetimes, moving through 100 traumas, and they're still looping with day-to-day circumstances. And the only reason I share that is because simple things cost us. The simple lessons are sometimes the hardest to implement, but they're the most rewarding. So when I invite you to tap into your breath, this is an invitation to remember what the breath is. So what is the breath? I just want you to, with me, take an inhale into your belly and into your womb and sigh it out. What just happened? The breath is our connection to spirit. The breath is a way to collapse time and space. The breath is the ultimate pathway to presence. If we are not fully embodied in our breath, we are not fully embodying our spiritual body. And what that means is that we are halfway here. Remember that we are physical and we are spirit, we are spiritual. And when we live in a place like most people do in this modern world of shallow breathing, just because that's how we walk through the world, I'm not even talking about certain circumstances. I'm just talking about I wake up and I'm making coffee and I'm shallow breathing. Like, that's not okay anymore if you're listening to this. Because my invitation for you is to fully embody the essence of your spiritual magnitude in the most practical and simple way. I invite you to take full inhales and full exhales throughout your day for this next week. And you're going to forget, and it's not even going to matter. So this is not a tally score. We are not trying to figure out how good we are at breathing and how much better we're getting. We're not doing any of that. What I want you to do is when you notice that you are shallow breathing, become aware of it and correct it and move on. That's what I want you to do. And I want you to do that for 7 days. And if you want to explore this conversation deeper, I want you to join the membership, because this month we're focusing on creating full presence via the breath. So I just recorded a full workshop on breath and presence, and we're going to do a beautiful, simple, feminine luxury ritual that can be done anywhere. I could be inside the subway doing it. Nobody will know. And I will be embodying the essence of my spirit via my breath. So if you are not taking full breaths throughout the day, I want you to take this invitation seriously and do something about it, okay? Because I'm telling you now, you can see healers, you can see the most amazing high-level hypnotherapists, Akashic record readers, you name it, ayahuasca ceremonies, whatever it is that you are willing to do. If you are not creating intimacy with your breath as a practice, this is not an end goal, this is a daily practice. I'm sorry to tell you, but you're kind of wasting your time. And I love you. And that's just where we're going with this platform, because I'm seeing we're just all very caught up in our heads. And I'm so grateful, of course, for all of the amazing healers all over the world and all of the healing modalities. I'm all for it. But what I'm finding is that we are forgetting the simplest and most profound teachings that if you sit down with any wisdom keeper, that's the first thing that they will train you in. Because if you don't have the soil underneath you, you have nothing. You can know 100 of your past lifetimes. You can know your Arcturian higher soul blueprint. You can, I'm not even going to go further than that. You get my point. I'm a little amped up about this because I know how powerful the breath is. I am also in this practice of creating this intimacy with the breath, but I also know what the breath has provided me in my process, in my relationship, in my sacred union. And without the breath, I'm not quite sure I would have been able to go through most of the things and initiations that I've had to go through. And I'm realizing that a lot of people are looking toward everything else. They're going to 18 ayahuasca ceremonies before they start even considering a relationship with their breath. And I think we have it a little bit upside down. I think we have it a little bit twisted. I think we have forgotten why we're here and what the point of all of this is. And I genuinely believe if you start to create intimacy with your breath, things will shift. Things will start to change within you. And that's all that matters. Okay, my love, I'm leaving you with that. Check out the link below if you want to join the membership and engage this conversation. And if not, do that 7-day challenge. Breathe in, breathe out, morning, lunch, and dinner. Mwah. See you next time.